Well, I have truly a rock star as my guest today. Really, I really do. Lisa Buckingham is the EVP of People, Place, and Brand at the Lincoln Financial Group. And I know Lisa may say, oh my goodness, what are you saying about that with me? Well, I honestly believe that the recognition of the really hard work that Lisa and her team have implemented over the years, it's absolutely second to none. So please welcome Lisa Buckingham.
Oh, thank you, Will, and what a great introduction, and I really appreciate it, and I must say it is a team effort, and our employees, and I just have a rock star team, so, and working with people such as yourself really helps, so thank you very much.
Well, you know, I have two questions. As everyone knows, I'm trying to keep these kind of short, and you and I have always looked to do things a little ahead of the curve, if you will. So I'm going to ask two questions that maybe I think our listeners would really find of value from you, because you have been recognized by companies like Forbes. I mean, there's so many things that you will see what Lisa, her team, and Lincoln have done over the years with best places to work, diversity, I mean, everything. The most recent award, as I understand it, again, for the best place for women employees. I mean, you have really done the hard work. So let me ask you this first question. We all understand how tough it is today in this candidate-driven environment and the challenges that are there. What are you doing, and what do you see people need to do to really attract the right people in this environment?
It's a great question. And years ago, I would have said we would have used the language around war for talent. So now I would say it's the war of differentiation. So we have to very, very quickly, in a very tight soundbite, attract the attention and have our candidates understand who we are, what we do, what they could do within our organization, and why Lincoln is differentiated from other financial services companies. Will, I would tell you some of the things that we really work on is ensuring that we have all the right technologies in place to expedite the process. And then at some point, once we're going through the interview process, and there are some video interviews, there's some online interviews, there's lots of different ways that organizations are doing this, and we're doing all those things. But we also believe we have to find out what those candidates want and need from their process. So we ensure that we're really customizing as much as we can. We have to ensure that people understand talking about the value proposition of our organization and how we can change lives through financial planning and through the different insurance and financial services tools that we offer.
Well, and your work in the organization, now it's almost 10 years since you've been at Lincoln, if I'm not mistaken. You just celebrated that, didn't you?
Correct.
Yeah, I did. Yeah. And I know that, you know, the human part of what you believe is really important. You've not lost that, as technology has certainly changed the landscape for what you and HR people are doing around the world. But you seem to also understand how important it is that we keep making it a human experience. How do you do that?
So we use the language keeping human in human resources. We have to make sure that people understand that Lincoln does have a heart from the standpoint of our leadership expectations. Think about it this way. There's a lot of push to ensure that we have technology, but there's those places and points in time in the process and in your working relationship that you have to have human intervention.
Yep.
Some people work remotely. We really encourage individuals to come in on a quarterly basis or a monthly basis, depending upon what's going on, so they can sit with their team or their manager.
Mm-hmm.
We also think about celebrating successes, so recognition. Those are things that we really, really like to work on. Those human interactions of just going and having lunch or having dinner with your team.
Mm-hmm.
So those are things that you have to take the time. But boy, the ROI on that time is amazing.
And your leadership development, the team orientations that you have, I mean, the office structures, I mean, that's all part of something that you've been involved with as well. You have embraced, in my observation, much more than just what traditional HR has done. You've really taken a lead role in making sure that this is all connected, ultimately the brand, the communications. I mean, that's part of what you really pushed for.
Well, absolutely. 15 years ago, you and I were working on this, and we were talking about employer brand and value proposition,
yeah.
And that was new language, if you think about
yeah.
it. And we ruffled a few feathers along the way. I know that. But think about it. In 2019, my title is People, Place, and Brand.
Yeah, love
so
it.
So we don't have walls anymore. So it really has to be a consistent feel. And our consumers, our policyholders, they accept that same consistency. Amazon, Google, all these organizations have really helped us understand and learn how you have to think of it very, very differently. And the digital age is here to make that easier, but you can't lose sight of the people side of it.
Yeah, and last question, of course, we could go on forever, but you know, Lisa, what's the secret sauce? As many of our listeners have not been in the environments that you've created and are, you know, challenged with a lot of things, including at the top of their organizations, they may not have the support that you've certainly helped develop and that you have. What's the secret sauce that you might share with them? Because I've watched you push and I've watched you really change and transform for the right reasons.
Well, thank you. The secret sauce is having the right people in the right jobs. Leadership, it is a privilege to be a leader. So if we have managers who are not doing their job or holding up their end of the bargain with employees or candidates, that's just unacceptable. And our employees deserve to have phenomenal leaders. And understanding when you're doing a great job or where you need to improve, that's everybody's right. You know, it shouldn't be a surprise during a performance review. So I really think taking communications to another level from the human resources aspect and the leadership aspect has been my secret sauce. And you have helped me with that tremendously. And if you think about just the days of the emerging town halls, now we can have a virtual town hall in 5 minutes. And where does it go next? That's what, you know, is the really compelling piece of this. And how do we help our leaders be even better tomorrow?
Yeah. Well, Lisa, thank you so much. It has been great. So really appreciate it. Will you come back and can we do another episode at some point?
Oh, it'd be my honor and pleasure. And I really appreciate the time.
Well, great. And for our listeners, we can learn so much about Lisa and what she's done. All you really have to do is Google Lisa Buckingham, and all of us can learn from you. And so I think it's great that you've spent some time with us today, and I thank you very much.
Oh, thank you, Will. I really appreciate that.
So that's it for another quick take of Rook Riffs, and hope you'll join us for more with another future episode. Thanks.